Vic Naidu, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
I'm Vic Naidu on East Coast Radio with you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. A lot goes into planning a job interview. Andy James, you pick an outfit?
Yep.
You plan an outfit?
You prepare your speech?
You wake up early?
Yep.
You set your alarm?
Mm-hmm.
You preempt the questions? You panic? And then you also tell your mom to set her alarm because you take her with to the interview.
Oh, okay.
A survey has come out and they found that 1 in 5 Gen Z is taking their parents to job interviews.
Really? Oh, that's so cute.
Wait. No hiring manager on the planet is going to say, oh, you brought your mom. So cute. I think it would be a no on the spot.
It would be a no on the spot, yes.
Now, so the survey found why some employees are favoring, I'm going to say it in a loving way, older workers. And they're trying to avoid these youngins. Because these youngins are coming through. They know their rights. They are woke.
They know their rights.
I wonder if I just go back to the mom-dad part, taking your parents to the interview. Now, like I said again, driving you there is one thing. But actually going inside.
So they don't wait outside.
No, bro, they go inside. Why? I don't even want to ask the Gen Zs. Why are the parents agreeing to this? The shocking part of this is that there are parents out there. Like, yeah, sometimes, you know, my mom takes me to the doctor. Sometimes like, she takes me to the bank. You know, sometimes you need that authority figure in your life. But surely not at a job interview. But actually, I want to come up for the Gen Zers just here a little bit. Now, I do think that some of the questions that come up in an interview can be tough. So what happens is, like, when they ask you a tough question, do you look at your mom or dad and you're like,
no,
help. Or like when they ask to tell you about yourself, do you like, mom, tell them how great I am. Tell them how wonderful and phenomenal and amazing I am.
This is not real. This happens.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
So they also came up with the Gen Zers and they're saying that a lot of, more than half of the employees said that the recruits, the young ones, they struggle to make eye contact during an interview. They dress inappropriately.
They do.
Ask for unreasonable compensation.
Yes.
And they can't send emails and use Excel. So listen, Yara, I also can't use Excel. And I've never had an issue. It's fine. I don't know how it works. I use it for invoices. And like the formula is there. And if there's something wrong, I ask for help.
Excel's hard.
MS, Microsoft Word, even there too, I just type away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that complicated. What else do you need me to know from those two things? The money thing. I want to actually come up with them also because like, why would I be okay with getting paid less, like, and living below the breadline and not knowing my worth? I'm actually proud of Gen Z for like being proud of who they are and fighting for a living wage. And why must you tell me what is work fit appropriate?
Wait.
Also, let me work from home if I can do the job from home.
Gen Z, please don't listen to Vic right now. Please wear an appropriate outfit to an interview.
And I get
I beg you, and don't take your mom.
But like, no. So mom and dad can come along because there's some questions that pop up. I absolutely hate this question that comes up in an interview. I don't know why they ask. Tell us about yourself.
That is a hard question.
It's a very difficult question.
It's a difficult question. Because what do you want to know? How far back should I go with this one?
It requires a lot of introspection.
Yes.
It's a very vulnerable moment.
If you're going to ask me that question, please tell me, like, tell us a little about you. What are you into? What are your hobbies? And what do you like to eat? You know?
Ask me what my hobbies are. Because even that one, the hobbies one, bro, like, I don't have time. I watch Netflix, I nap.
Yes, and also, what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear about
me? What are your weaknesses?
Oh my God, I got so many!
I actually did have an interview. It was a long time ago. I haven't been to one in many years. Like, luckily, in this kind of job that I do, they just, like, call you up, come here.
Yeah.
So I've never had to do that.
Okay.
But, like, before I did this, like, back in the day, they were like, if you were an animal, what would you be?
Oh, don't joke. They really asked you that?
Yeah. I never thought... I said a dolphin.
Are you serious?
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
A dolphin?
A dolphin.
Were they happy with that answer? Because I never know what they want in an interview.
I got the job.
You got the job?
Yeah.
You see? Become a dolphin.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe that should be our question. I wasn't going to put a question out there. If you were an animal, what would you be? Yeah, the hobbies one's also a problem for me.
I hate that.
But it's okay. it's fine, Gen Z. You really are, like, you know, you've got a lot going on. And like I said, every generation has its foolishness, and Gen Z seems to be taking the spotlight right now.
Yep.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.